Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Yes, it is a great nation, despite the fact that there are voices on the right who say it used to be, but it isn't anymore. There are voices on the left who said it's never been a great nation. They're both combining on the extreme right and extreme left to tear down faith in America. So argues David French in a remarkable and important piece. We will get to that. We will also get to increasingly plausible and persuasive calls on the House to do something, whatever it takes, to get rid of George Santos. That and much more, plus movies, including a remarkable film starring Hugh Jackman and Laura Dern, among others. We will get to all of that on the Michael Medved Show. But first, we were talking about the 93rd birthday of Buzz Aldrin, astronaut, moonwalker, as he was. And he was moonwalking before Michael Jackson was even on the scene. Yeah, but on the real moon and the real walk. Meanwhile, the people believed that we never landed on the moon. But let me remind you, there are also a lot of people out there, and increasing numbers apparently, who believe the Earth is flat. Now, really, we had a conspiracy collage. This was from July 25th, 2018. And these all consist of calls of the week.
The call of the week.
I get so overwhelmed. I don't understand.
It's educational.
Like, everyone goes to the bathroom on campus every day, unless they have some great powers.
It's informative.
Your talk show creates a hostile environment.
Feel the love.
I love Fidel Castro. Fidel Castro, please keep it up.
Hear the hate.
And you're the devil. You're the big Hitler.
Every Friday, exclusively on the Michael Medved Show.
And the winner is... The winner is all those people who apparently have been seduced by the notion that no, Columbus was wrong, the Earth isn't round after all. Listen.
The flat Earth conspiracy theory, you know, that may be the truth.
And if you look at the origin of this, they found an edge.
You believe the Earth is not a globe. It's not round.
I believe that there is no curvature measurable anywhere, and that people are not upside down underneath us. Operation Fishbowl, they found a dome.
I'm going to cover this town with a dome!
And then ever since then, NASA was created and has the public thinking up, not out.
Houston, we have a problem.
NASA is getting you to try and believe in CGI planets.
That's a good story.
Why do you believe that every scientist in the world is lying about this?
I believe that they may have, you know, they may be confused. I do not feel that we are on a spinning ball.
What do you think marks the edge of the Earth?
It's all surrounded by one big polar ice cap.
Why can't you fly past it?
You can fly past it.
You can?
There's nothing but there's... but
Into utter emptiness. In other words, if you fly...
It's just solid. At that point, you're too far away from the sun.
It's science.
What's the deal with the other planets?
I don't know what's going on out in space.
Answering that question with specificity is above my pay grade.
Why can't, with this technology, why can't somebody go out in space and show me a video?
They have. What do you think those things are up there in the sky? Are they pancakes or are they balls?
I mean, if people really look up there at what planets are with the P900 camera, they can zoom in and it looks like they're right there behind water, like it says in the Bible.
The planets are behind water?
just like it says in the Bible.
How is it possible that people fly around the world?
Well, they're not really flying around the world.
What are they doing?
I was running.
Why do you believe this?
Just because I've seen proof that could be correct.
What proof? Can you cite for me anyone with any education at all who actually believes this to be true?
Sure. I mean, now with the internet and all that.
Ooh, they have the internet on computers now.
People can look into this more, and there's Facebook.
And you believed it?
Yeah, they can't put anything on the internet that isn't true.
They're not all whack jobs. I mean,
yes, they are. Okay, are you teaching your kids this stuff?
No.
This was from 2018. It was not from 1718. Because they didn't have radio and recording of phone calls at that time. When you talk about the state of America and where we are, there is nothing as troubling as the fact that apparently there are people who believe stuff that is just ridiculous, like the idea that the moon landing was faked or the idea that the Earth is flat. And in that context, there is this powerful piece about what people on the extreme left believe about America and what people on the extreme right believe about America, and how both sides seem to be collaborating on downgrading the spirit of our country. David French writes, I'll never forget the first time I encountered Americans who hated America. It was in law school. He went to Harvard. And when I talked to my more radical classmates, I heard their case. America was a racist colonial power. It began as a slave empire, expanded through conquest and genocide, and then even as it cast itself as a liberator in the world wars and Cold War, propped up vicious tyrants in the name of liberty. The solution to the crisis of America's past and present, they believed, was nothing less than revolution. Dismantling of America's classical liberal founding and its replacement with illiberal structures that use the force of law and government to uproot entrenched power structures and reorder society from the top down. And he goes on to talk about the 1619 project, where people believed that what the United States was starting with slavery was something new. And, of course, slavery wasn't something new. The idea that this is the case, he says that the radical left sees with fury at an America that was and believes that the America that is cannot escape its horrific past, at least not without revolutionary change. The radical right longs for the America that was, loathes the America that is, and believes the America that will be is doomed, at least not without revolutionary change. That is where they agree. And basically, what French is saying is that all of this comes together destructively. He writes, when the first slaves arrived in the New World in 1619, it signaled not the founding of something new, but rather the reaffirmation of something very, very old, the same oppression and domination that characterized human history from the dawn of time. When the founders ratified the Declaration of Independence and later the Constitution and Bill of Rights, they created something new, a civilization centered around the aspiration of human liberty and dignity. At this early stage, the idea of America contradicted most of the reality of America, but the idea had startling, resonating power. The idea that has power still. And it's one of those powers that needs to be amplified So what do we do and where do we go? What do we do about George Santos, meanwhile? We'll get to that and more on the Medved Show.
Michael Medved.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team. 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Medved Show, the point that David French makes, and it's a powerful point, a very important point, and you can respond to it if you want to join the conversation, 1-800-955-1776. The idea that right now you have both sides, both extremes, on the radical left a feeling that America needs a complete revolution and a total restructuring of everything because it's a racist, exploitative country. Shama Sawant, the congresswoman, the councilwoman, pardon me, congresswoman, God forbid, I mean, Pramila Jayapal is bad enough, but for Shama Sawant, she is not continuing in the city council in Seattle because she's going to be out there organizing revolutionary socialists. They're Trotskyites, even. And they're going to be fighting to completely remake America, which needs to happen, away from capitalism. And then there are people on the right who say that the country has been so taken over by the woke that what we need is real revolutionary change. Both sides are talking about the equivalent of civil war and maybe even with violence. And French writes, it's time to take a step back. Through their combination of some truth, much exaggeration, and many outright falsehoods, the far left and the far right undermine American confidence and fabricate an existential threat to the American idea. In truth, is the First Amendment destroyed? By no means. Americans are more free from government censorship than any time in the entire history of the United States. Is religious liberty on the verge of extinction? Asked David French. Absolutely not. In fact, religious freedom is enjoying a decade-long winning streak at the Supreme Court, with most of the key cases decided through right-left supermajorities, including cases decided 9-0 and 7-2. Religious communities are more secure from government persecution than they have ever been. And he, by the way, knows about that because a lot of those religious liberty cases were cases that he handled as an attorney for the Alliance Defending Freedom. And it's especially absurd to read claims that classical liberalism and originalism about our Constitution aren't adequate for the moment in the months after decades of patient and courageous pro-life advocacy and democratic participation resulted in reversing Roe, with justices from the last three Republican presidents in the majority. Yeah, there were appointees, Clarence Thomas by the first President Bush, and then Justice Alito and Justice Roberts from the second President Bush, and then the three justices appointed by President Trump. And we can't deny the reality that most Americans' marginalized communities, writes French, have made tremendous strides, not by overthrowing the American founding, but by appealing to its highest principles. In his most famous speech, Martin Luther King said, when the architects of the Republic wrote the magnificent words of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, they were signing a promissory note to which every American was to fall heir. Just as Americans enjoy greater rights to free speech and freedom of religion than at any time in American history, more Americans enjoy the equal protection of the law than ever before. And then he concludes, the idea, the American idea, has power still, and depriving Americans of their fundamental rights to win a culture war doesn't solve a crisis. It is the crisis, whether that comes from the right or from the left. America has already had the revolutions it needs. In 1776, we proclaimed our ideals. In 1865, we experienced a new birth of freedom. In 1964, we took a legal sledgehammer to the badges of incidents of slavery that still plagued our land. That story is a hard story, he says. It's a continuing story, but it's ultimately a good story. Don't let the new revolutionaries demolish the American spirit. I think that's so extraordinarily important because, is America perfect? It certainly isn't perfect. Saying that a country is the greatest doesn't say it's the most perfect. Because perfection isn't really attainable for human beings. But in terms of what has been built here and the opportunities that we have, one of the things that people on the left just rage and rage and rage about is the idea that you are condemned to poverty and you can't escape it. We spoke earlier this week to John Early, who has actually looked at the statistics, and the statistics are that people who are born in poverty are far, far more likely by a 3-to-1 margin to escape that poverty than to be condemned in it. And in fact, more likely for their children to live at the very top of the economic heap, in the top quintile, the top 20%, than to be continually brought down to the bottom. And that has to do with honest aspirations. It has to do with hard work. It has to do with choices that you make. And that brings us to George Santos. Peggy Noonan has a terrific piece on this not terrific subject. And she begins by saying, "I'm sorry, but it keeps bothering me. I don't get why members of Congress would let the George Santos story continue. It diminishes them. It is both a daily insult to the American people and a taunt. He is a nut, but can't be dismissed as only that. He is also wicked in that he has for decades abused all around him by waging war on reality. He has stolen from all who had dealings with him, including voters, a sense of what is true. He has lied about every central fact of his life, purloining achievement, stature, and sympathy. He then hoodwinked a congressional district on Long Island whose residents are now effectively without a functioning representative. Seeing the chance to replace a longtime Democrat with a Republican, they gave him solid backing on the assumption that surely he had been vetted by someone. He hadn't." It is in an editorial before the election, The Leader, which is a small newspaper on the North Shore of Long Island, said it wanted to endorse a Republican. Mr. Lally, the editor himself, had run for Congress as a Republican, but Mr. Santos was too much. His policy stance were incoherent. Until the last few weeks, he had no visible signs of a campaign. No offices, no signs, no mailings. He seemed, quote, bizarre, unprincipled, and sketchy, and was most likely just a fabulist, a fake. The Leader endorsed Democrat Robert Zimmerman, who at least had experience and, touchingly, is a gentleman. In only the last week, the past week, has been reported that Mr. Santos operated over the years under several aliases and started a GoFundMe account for a homeless veteran's ailing therapy dog, then absconded with the $3,000 it raised. The dog, denied a needed operation, died. You're going to kill therapy dogs? We'll be right back.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The U.S. Treasury Secretary is warning about the global impact if Congress doesn't raise the debt ceiling. Speaking with CNN during her trip to Africa, Janet Yellen said the U.S. failing to make payments could result in a global financial crisis. This winter's wild weather will continue this weekend.
Weather will be affecting roughly 7 million people today in the eastern USA as we head into the weekend. A double low pressure system will be running up the seaboard. Zach Taylor, meteorologist with the National Weather Service. service.
From New York to Boston should be mostly a rain. If you want to see a lot of those heavy snowfall totals, you have to go further inland.
I'm Lance Pry.
Workers in France are striking over a plan to raise the retirement age from 62 to 64. Teachers, railway, health, and oil workers went on strike. French President Emmanuel Macron wants the retirement age in the country to be lifted to 64 in 2030. This is USA News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Michael, you rock.
Michael Medved.
One of the reasons that I want, I mean, not just one of the reasons, the main reason, the core reason on the Michael Medved show that I want the new Republican majority in the House of Representatives to succeed is not just because I'm a conservative and I believe in conservative reform, but I want America to succeed. And when you have a situation in our country where the approval rating of Congress, as it's been recently measured, is about 13%. Congress is right down there at the very bottom. They did that Gallup poll, we covered it, where they ask your assumption about the ethical standards of any given profession. And congressmen are now rated at the absolute bottom. Politicians are not well looked upon. And this, by the way, creates a situation where you have people saying about George Santos and about the scandal of his being in Congress, well, they all do it. Peggy Noonan addresses that in the column that she's going to be publishing tomorrow, and it's such an important column that I hope she'll pardon me for jumping the gun. But The story that we're just telling about the ailing therapy dog and him absconding with $3,000 that were raised for that dog. The dog was denied a needed operation and it died. And then Mr. Santos yesterday tweeted that the charge against him, which the veteran made on CNN, is shocking and insane. My work in animal advocacy was the labor of love and hard work. Except he had a phony charity that never did anything for sick or lost animals. And then, of course, there's this, that Mr. Santos's mother, who he has stated was in her office in the South Tower on 9-1, 9-11, and whom he variously described as killed in the attack or barely escaping with her life, was in fact in Rio de Janeiro, and hadn't even visited the U.S. since 1999. She apparently never had an office in the South Tower, and she was never involved in the industry of finance. He shouldn't be in Congress, writes Peggy Noonan. We all know this. It's not good enough to say they're all con men. Even in Congress, there are degrees. This one's a pro, a menace, a total, not partial fraud. If he has any qualifications for public office, they haven't emerged. He is a bad example for the young. Cheating works. He is an embarrassment to the old. He is an insult to the institution. Getting rid of him will take time, we are counseled. Ethics investigations, campaign finance probes, but the entire Republican leadership, while not quite embracing him, has been happy to use him. He voted for Kevin McCarthy for Speaker, after all. He was appointed to two committees. He is on the Science, Technology, and Space Committee. Oh, by the way, there's just a new... I'm sorry, this is a new CBS report, breaking news. George Santos apparently told his former roommate, maybe the same roommate he stole a $520 scarf from to address the Stop the Steal rally in Washington the day before January 6th. He told his former roommate that he is only in Congress to fleece the taxpayers. Well, again, for somebody like this who has never earned any money, who's never had a real job, who has lived on illegal activities and conning people, cheating people, you have audio? Okay, I'm sorry. We have to go to this audio. This is Greg. Thank you. Let's hear it.
He never went by George. Never went by Santos. I knew him as, you know, Anthony DeVolder from Jackson Heights, Queens.
Maury befriended the outgoing young man, even moving in with him for a few months in New York City.
He was a very interesting person. We hit it off right away.
He says Santos told him he had his sights set on Congress.
He told me once that if I can get elected to Congress for just one term, I will be set with a pension and health care for the rest of my life.
Uh-huh. Now, is there any way they can stand in the way of that? It's unbelievable. Peggy Noonan writes about Kevin McCarthy and the majority of members of Congress who are all being tarred by Santos. I mean, unfortunately, the Congress people who get a great attention are not the dedicated, hardworking, admirable Congress people that you want to elect. They are the charlatans of various kinds. And she writes, they're making a mistake. They should stop and tell him he has to leave. They should press him to resign. They should dissociate themselves from him, ostracize him. They are going this route because they have a majority of 5 votes and they think they can't afford to lose even one, especially at a particularly malleable one who'll do anything the leadership asks. But in the meanwhile, Mr. Santos is allowed to put his own poisonous imprimatur on all of them, on every initiative and bill, on everything they do. They can't do the right. If they can't do the right thing, they should at least be practical. He will be used relentlessly by the Democrats and the media to make the Republican conference look like a cabal of fraudsters. In the short term, he damages their reputation. In the long, he will surely cost them seats. Have a majority of 4, not 5. Give up 1. Protect the rest. Get him off the floor and out of America's sight. And go public with it. Show this is where you stand. There is also a piece by Peter King, who spent many years in Congress. And he writes, there is also political disaster looming for House Republicans who run at real risk of losing their House majority because of the albatross called Santos. Republicans may not have won the House without unexpectedly picking up four seats in New York in 2022. Those four and at least four other seats, however, could well be seriously in jeopardy in 2024 if Republicans continue to stand by Mr. Santos. The newly elected Republican members from New York have called on Mr. Santos to resign. Republican congressional leaders must make it clear they also want him gone. He says something that I think is fascinating, too, and he served in Congress for many, many years, also from the New York delegation, also a strong Republican. He says, having served in Congress for 28 years, I cannot imagine how Mr. Santos possibly thinks he can be effective as a member of the House, if he thinks about it at all. In modern politics, I can't recall another freshman lawmaker who took office so completely lacking the trust and respect of his colleagues, except perhaps for a few ineffective congressional outliers. I can't imagine a member of either party working or cooperating with Santos. And when you don't have that, you're just faking your way through the workday, something Mr. Santos is apparently pretty good at. What's it like to be shunned and shamed as a member of Congress, to be a walking outcast among your peers? We have so few examples. Mr. Santos takes us into new territory. And the point is, he says, new members meet with senior members who can show them the ropes, help them get some early legislative wins. What senior members will want to work with this guy? Okay, I know it seems like a lot of piling on, but we're talking about a crucial institution that has had its battering, the House of Representatives, and certainly a Republican Party that needs to dissociate itself in every way from lies. Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily, and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. A Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
And on the Michael Medved Show, wishing everyone a wonderful January weekend. Yeah, it's still January. Getting used to writing 2023 on checks and letters and documents. We are time passing, and who knows? We may escape the month of January without disastrous news. Let us hope so, and pray for that. In fact, the news is not all bad at the movie theaters. This is a time of year where usually, because people are waiting for the Oscars and all of that excitement, if you can call it excitement, that they don't release any particularly formidable or worthwhile movies. But that's not true this week. The latest from Hollywood, please. There's a movie for Netflix that I think has its enjoyable moments, and it is very touching for people who love dogs. And who doesn't love dogs? The movie is called Doggone, and it stars a new star called Johnny Berchtold, along with Rob Lowe, who plays his father. And they have a little bit of a troubled relationship that actually gets repaired while they both spend weeks, literally weeks, exhausting themselves trying to find their lost dog that got lost along the Appalachian Trail. It's based on a true story. Yes, it is. And it sounds like this.
Gonker isn't any dog.
He's my best friend. Everyone needs one soul who loves you because you are you. That's who Gonker was for me.
But now he's lost.
Gonker!
I promise you we will find that dog.
You promise? How can you say that?
Because I believe it.
Okay, what you can believe here is that the relationships between this dog and various human beings are very touching, and the canine stars that they use are brilliantly coached, and they do a good job. Rob Lowe is also supposed to be simultaneously working out the relationship with his son, who has just graduated from college, and that part of the movie doesn't work at all. And partially the co-star with Rob Lowe, Johnny Berchtold, is actually one of those actors who looks like he is acting. The dog is much more convincing. The movie is rated TV PG. And it, there's nothing too terrifying to make it inappropriate for kids to, especially dog-loving kids, to enjoy. 2 stars for Doggone on Netflix. A very different sort of film is a film called The Son. And the film is a prequel to the movie The Father. It's actually one of a trilogy that were written by Florian Zeller, who is a French playwright and director. And The Father won an Oscar for Anthony Hopkins. He's in this film, too. Hugh Jackman is in this film playing his son. And the setup of the movie is that Hugh Jackman is a successful businessman who's begun a new life with a new wife and a baby boy when a 17-year-old son in a previous marriage to Laura Dern wants to come live with his dad. And it doesn't work out easily in The Son.
What are you doing here?
Nicholas hasn't been to school in almost a month.
I wanted to ask, how are you? Has something happened? You realize the school is talking about expelling you. Can I live with you?
You said you don't feel very close to people your age.
Your other son, he needs you as well. And you're at work all of the time. Have you been able to talk about the divorce?
I've tried to be there for you. I've tried to give you strength. What's going on? Are you on drugs? You think you can just live your life doing whatever you feel like?
I don't know what's happening to me.
That's Zen McGrath, who is outstanding. He's a young actor from Australia, and he plays a deeply troubled young man and who is appalling and appealing at the same time. The performances are universally superb. I don't think Hugh Jackman has ever been better. And he's a good actor generally. But here, you feel like you're experiencing all of these shocks and traumas yourself. And he conveys that to you. Anthony Hopkins is only on screen briefly, but he's electrifying as he is at his best. It is a brutally honest film about mental illness and self-destructive instincts and more. But it's a film that will haunt you and move you deeply. It's rated PG-13. It is 100% for adults only. And it's a sobering and unforgettable film that deserves 4 stars. It certainly will be one of the best of the year. When you finish Saving the World, it's kind of an intriguing title. This is a movie that was directed and written by Jesse Eisenberg, the actor that people know from the film about Mark Zuckerberg, where he played Mark Zuckerberg. This is basically a very different film. It's set in Bloomington, Indiana, for the only reason I can think of is I think that's where Jesse Eisenberg lives because it's his wife's hometown. But in any event, this film has Julianne Moore playing a very dedicated social worker who seems to be adored by everybody except by her own son, who is completely consumed with this, played by Finn Wickhart. He's completely consumed with the internet and his own website where he is gathering people to boost his teenage stardom. But his mother is more interested in another kid who is growing up in the women's shelter that she happens to run. Listen.
Mom, you tried to open the door while I was live streaming?
What's live streaming?
That's where I have 20,000 followers. I'm validated and I'm starred, which is terror hard to get.
Are you happy?
I think so. Why are you asking me?
When you were a little boy, you were my little ally. You were going to be one of the good ones. And then something switched in you.
Okay, the film is not a mess, but it's very difficult to like because the characters are so appalling. They all give shallow left-wing pieties, and the cruelty of mother to son, and then back again son to mother, is disturbing. and difficult to watch and with nothing redemptive. It is, you go through the film maybe believing in the characters, but feeling glad that you don't know them in real life. It's rated R. There is harsh language and a good deal of emotional pain in family relationships, though without any of the connection with the people on screen who are created in the film, as was the case with The Son. When you finish Saving the World, it's rated R, as I mentioned, and 2 stars. It's playing in theaters, as is The Son. Coming up next week, we will try to deal with some of the challenges that that the country is facing. And challenges, yes, including George Santos, who is getting in the way, it seems to me, of any kind of Republican messaging. What will be the response of President Trump to the judge's decision that he is supposed to come up with $1 million to play to Hillary Clinton and other people that he sued, alleging a conspiracy? And we will also take a look at the impact of the March for Life and an article that affirms that American religion is not dead. Participation in traditional houses of worship may be in decline, but innovation and growth are happening elsewhere. What is that innovation and growth based on in American religion, which is obviously an institution and influence that's incredibly important? And then a column that suggests that power makes you weird. Do you think that George Santos was probably pretty weird before he got any power at all? We will be dealing with that and much more. Wishing you a weekend of dry and sunny weather, I hope, except those places where you need even more rain to deal with drought, in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, Fred Dreyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.